Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation and time to go around the NFL, brought to you by Windstar World Casino and Resort. Okay, I'll take first down here as we're getting underway in the NFL offseason, and we could have free agent deals coming up in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Free agency will officially be starting for players to move teams. It's going to be a lot of fun. So how confident are we the Cowboys are evaluating things great, and building towards a championship? I think that's always up for debate. Right now, we all feel pretty dang good about it, but most of us would probably agree it's not at a Patriot level. What are the Patriots doing this time of year when it comes to evaluating people? Julian Edelman brought that up in an interview with Peter King, who's now working with NBC Sports. And Edelman believes the Patriots' unique profiling allows them to find value where other teams are missing. He says they don't want, Edelman says, they just grade people differently, honestly. They don't want distractions. They want guys that are versatile. They want mentally tough football players. That's what I've seen through my career being there. They want a smart, physical, tough football player. If you don't have that, you're probably not going to be there. So I've been fortunate to have a bunch of teammates. Pretty much all the teammates I've had have been pretty good guys. You've got these young kids.
Except for Hernandez.
Yes.
Hernandez. Yeah.
You've got these young kids out here that have to learn, but you learn from the guys above you. I learned from the Kevin Faulks. I learned from the Toms, the Wes Welkers, the guys that worked hard, that were there, that were playing at a high level consistently. If you don't, they usually get rid of you. So I think that's a pretty good snapshot. I do believe the Cowboys are now in a great place with the veterans passing along the message to the young guys. You have guys like Tyrone Crawford and Tank Lawrence that have been here for long enough and are really good and have great habits. They're able to pass those along. I feel like the front office, though, sort of interferes with Jason Garrett's ability to punch that culture into the locker room, because you too often will get guys that the front office says, make it work. They got talent.
Yeah. Well, it's the draw of it is that sometimes it works.
Yeah.
Next year, you're probably going to see the massive payoff of trying to deal with Randy Gregory for years.
Yeah.
Next year, you'll probably get 10 or 11 or 12 sacks out of Randy Gregory, and it'll pay off.
Great point.
How do you apply that to David Irving? Even the Patriots. Now, they did it with a very calculated risk where they didn't give up much to do it, but they took someone else's problem
child.
They
sure did.
You can pretend like, we are all fantastic. Well, you took on Josh Gordon.
Gronk's not a high character guy.
They took on Randy
Moss when nobody wanted to touch Randy Moss. They took on Chad Johnson. Now, that one didn't work out because it's near the end of his career.
But they will cut bait pretty quickly. Like Josh Gordon, when he got suspended, I'm sure they're like, oh, okay. Well, thanks for the weeks where you were pretty good for us. Appreciate it. Peace.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know if the Cowboys will ever come around to that point, because I think David Irving is the guy you would talk about in that way with this team right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does it do to a locker room to, and don't get me wrong, personally, I sympathize with David Irving's plights in life.
Yeah.
I get it, and that sucks. But as
a
football
team,
he's
creating a lot of those. It's
not
his fault.
I do.
Most diseases are self-created.
Yeah, I err probably too far in cutting people a lot of slack. But like David Irving, but the question becomes is, what do we do about it?
Mm-hmm.
Do we continue to say, well, I think that there's a really good person in there and I want to help him bring that out and this and and I go back to, let's make it personal. We had it here. We've had it where you couldn't rely on a teammate.
Yeah.
We had that.
Rolando McClain?
No. I mean, right here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've had it where you can't rely on somebody. And the best thing for your entire company is to move on.
Yeah.
It's the best thing.
Uh-huh.
But then we look at a sports team and we kind of walk a different line where we're like, well, you know, he could help. Well, what about the 52 dudes that come to work every day and are looking at him like, good God.
Yeah.
For real?
I think you have, okay, so is the way they do it is you have compassion, you give opportunities, but you police so you it can't be a distraction, right? Yeah. If he's going to be on our team or officially on our roster, that's fine. He's got to be elsewhere working on the issues. I don't know. Or maybe we have him in the building and we're working with him, but he can't be in a position to influence teammates with the, that, because that's a very tough one. You're right. And for a long time, teams were just totally out on anybody with a mental health situation. They just thought you were a screw-up. Well, now we're finding out that a lot of people that have substance issues, they are just self-medicating. You know, they have found themselves in a circumstance in life that they can't figure it out. So they're reaching for something that the NFL has banned to help them cope with life in a way that makes them not want to hurt themselves temporarily. So now the NFL is more aware of that, trying to be compassionate about that. How do you marry that, Mike, with, you know, wanting to have standards and not letting guys set horrible examples for the young players coming onto your roster?
It's a great question. I don't know, except I think you have to feel like not only do you have leadership from your coaching staff and front office, but you have players that those guys that aren't your best guys, they'll follow. I'll follow Tom Brady. I'll follow, like, okay, yep, fine. You know what? I'm Dennis Rodman. I'm a total F up. I almost killed myself. I'll follow Michael Jordan.
There you go.
The only human being I'll follow the rest of my life playing this sport, but I'll follow Michael Jordan. Like, I
great
just
point.
Think
yeah.
that you can take these guys that I'll call them total F ups. And I know they're not trying to be, I know that there's circumstances in their lives that just they F up and they can't stop doing it, but then they'll get to a certain person and they'll be like, I'll follow that person. I don't know why I'm following that person. Cause I totally respect him and I don't want to let him down. I don't know what it is in their brain. Like Dennis Rodman, for example, that says, I don't want to let Michael Jordan down. I'll let David Robinson down. I'll let whoever else down in this world. But there's one person I won't let down, and it's Michael Jordan. And I think Tom Brady has that with a lot of these guys, and I don't know why or what, but there's certain people that they'll just not want to let those people down.
Well, and it's early, but I feel like Dak has the potential to become that kind of figure. No, that's great stuff.
I will say this because I wanted to ask Jeff about this. I saw a tweet he had on a wide receiver to the Cowboys draft because Julian Edelman saying, you know, they're not going to draft. They're going to grade people differently. Jeff, you have a first-round grade on a guy who might be there at 58 for the Cowboys.
Oh, Colorado State guy? He might be there in the fifth round.
Okay.
Like there's a receiver at Colorado State. The thing that I know on Googling is that he had a domestic violence situation at one point. But watching guys like Dane Brugler and Lance Zierlein talk about him, his name's Preston Williams, Colorado State. He's incredibly, incredibly talented. But seeing those two guys talk about it, who talk to NFL teams, talk to scouts, have those relationships, they say there's a lot of teams that won't touch him, period. Like he's one of those guys they're going to look at and be like, can't touch him. So I don't know all of what goes into that and what people know that we, the general public, don't. But yeah, there's a super talented guy in this year's draft that could go anywhere from number 40 to number 250. No idea.
So that's like, Gavin, what do the Cowboys do in that situation? Yeah. Do the Patriots take that guy totally off the board?
I think you have to do a ton of research and find out, is this an issue or just an incident where the young man had a horrible night, you know, and maybe everybody was drinking and it just got stupid, but that's the only blip on the radar.
Yeah.
And you talk with him and you're like, no, this kid's really smart and compassionate and he had a horrible night.
Yeah. And it just goes to the draft last year. I remember I was texting Broadus during it. I'm listening to 105.3 The Fan. If you don't know, if you're new to the Metroplex, 105.3 The Fan covers the draft 10 times better than any place in the country does, especially if you're a Cowboys fan, but even an NFL fan. Broadus and Jeff and KT and Dane Brugler and just everybody at the station, it's an unbelievable coverage. And I remember texting last year Brian Broadus about in the fourth round, and I said, why not take the guy from Michigan who was supposed to be a top 15 pick? Oakland ended up
Maurice Hurst, and you know what, he ended up being really good,
and he's like, well, he might die because of his heart condition. I'm like, I mean, I hate to say this, I don't care. I get a guy that I don't know if he's going to die or not, but I do know I've just taken, with the 200th pick in the draft, the 15th best player in this whole draft. His heart might end up being fine. You know, it's, a heart is different than a knee because, I mean, there could be death. He could die on the field. We've seen that with Hank Gathers back in the day in college, but there, you know, I know that's a different risk reward, but I don't mind once you get to the fourth round or so. You know, I hate to say this, whether it's domestic violence, whether the guy might die on the field, but we've seen him play on the field at a college level that says he could dominate at this level if he stays healthy, if he stays out of trouble. I think you get to a round where you're like, I'll take the risk. And if I need to release him because he dies or because he just can't stay on the field because he's in so much trouble off the field.
Yeah.
All right. It was a fourth round pick. I'll
well,
deal with it.
You know, the other side of the extreme of taking talent over everything has paid tremendous dividends as well. You know, yeah. I think that's just the way that Belichick does it. But other teams have been like, man, you give us the awesome players and we'll just have a great environment for people to, you know, go play sports and not worry about all that other stuff. Around the NFL, brought to you by WinStar World Casino and Resort. Here's Mike with Second Down.
I'll take it real quick. The Minnesota Vikings had a disappointing year. They were kind of predicted to be one of those favorites in the NFC, didn't even make the playoffs. And Stephon Diggs is saying, he was on Pro Football Talk Live, and he's saying, hey, be patient with us. He says it was the first year, a new system, new quarterback. He says new receivers. Everybody's new. I don't get the new receiver part, but he says still got to adjust, and you know that there's a lot of room for improvement.
Whose quote is this?
Stephon Diggs about his team underperforming last year.
I mean, I guess it's new receivers for their quarterback.
Yeah.
The quarterback was new.
And so it goes on, and I will say this. This is team building 101. Is it says here, this isn't Stephon Diggs quotes, but Case Keenum was more successful in Minnesota than Kirk Cousins, not because he was better. It was because he could elude the rush. That if he got pushed out of the pocket, which happened in Minnesota a year ago.
They don't block well.
They didn't have a good offensive line when they made it to the NFC Championship game. He was able to create extra seconds because he's athletic. Kirk Cousins isn't athletic and cannot create much more time than what is given to him by the offensive line because he's just not good at escaping a rush. Well, why would you pay that much money if you know that we don't have a good offensive line and the quarterback we're getting, although is better than the guy that we had, he probably won't be better because we can't protect him long enough for him to do what he needs to do. So this goes to guys team building. I don't know why you would take a quarterback when you know your offensive line doesn't give him the ability to be successful.
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Mike.
Well, in some regards, like if I don't have a quarterback and I'm really bad and you're talking about the draft, I would say take him. Like, listen, we can't block for him. Well, tough break. We'll figure that out over the next 2 years because he's going to be here for 12. Like, he's going to be here forever.
Yeah.
If we can't block for him today, we'll block for him later. But we're not passing on a quarterback.
But they thought they were close.
Yeah, and for them, I think that's why they did it too, where you just – you're viewing it in a vacuum. You're like, well, Kirk Cousins is a better player than Case Keenum, and we can win the Super Bowl, so go get it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess that's a pretty big factor you missed.
I think it just speaks to how hard it is to stack quarterbacks and who's the best and who's the GOAT. It's like you have no idea how all the variables interchange.
In this article, I know you don't want to pigeonhole yourself in the draft, but it almost sounds like Minnesota is going to take a lineman the draft in the first round, and then probably if they have any money in free agency, go get another guy. Like they probably need two – good offensive lineman if they want to have the success that I thought I picked Minnesota versus New England in the Super Bowl, and they just really disappointed me this year. And then this article, it's saying they can get back to that, but now they have to really concentrate on the offensive line because their quarterback can't give you extra time.
All right, around the NFL, brought to you by WinStar World Casino and Resort. Here's Jeff with Third Down.
We go to the internet, where NFL.com has a nice little article on the this offseason, the people who matter most in this offseason, whether it be front office guys or players or whatever, as free agencies rolling up on us. And they put it number one on their list. The guy who matters the most this offseason is Nick Foles.
Okay.
It's basically the story of where is he going to end up, because he told the Eagles, I'm going to pay you $2 million to buy out my contract. They said, that's cool. We're probably going to franchise tag you. And so Ian Rapoport says, I do think they'll be able to trade him. My guess is they end up working with Foles, coming up with some solution where he lands at a great place and ends up with a contract extension with that. And the other names on this list are the other quarterbacks, where you've got Teddy Bridgewater and Joe Flacco. And those guys make a lot of sense for the Washington Redskins there, because they're playing the game of, we don't think our guy's going to play. And if he's not going to play, how are we going to kind of plug that gap? But you don't want to invest big when you're plugging, theoretically, a six-month gap. So it's like, yeah, what veteran am I going to just kind of plug in here for 6 months and hope that we get our guy back later?
You know, this doesn't happen in the NFL. But if you're the Washington Redskins, you should just go with the worst quarterback in the world and lose. You're not going to – I don't think you're going to be better than Philadelphia or Dallas. New York right now, who knows what they're going to be with, if Eli's their quarterback or not. But there's two quarterbacks upcoming in this draft, and they haven't had a quarterback in really since Joe Theismann. I know Mark Rippon won a Super Bowl. Doug Williams won a Super Bowl. Those weren't franchise guys. They haven't had a franchise guy since the 70s to early 80s. If I'm the Redskins, our fans don't care about our team already. So we can't sell any more tickets. They hate us. Let's lose out. Let's go 1-15, 2-14. Let's get the Oregon quarterback or the Alabama quarterback. Maybe there's another guy that ends up having a great year.
Yeah.
And let's go get one of these two guys and see if we hit the lottery. And I know the best way to do it is you have to do it for 2 years and get Trevor Lawrence. But I think if you're Washington, don't go sign a veteran quarterback to win 6 or 7 games. Lose every game.
Yeah, they've lost hope in Washington. You know, we talked about going into this season, what would it take for you to lose hope? Or do you have Garrett sort of exhaustion? And it wasn't then. And I think what you would need with the Cowboys is for it to get that bad before people would be like, geez, there's no benefit in spending. We can't spend or draft or anything. They've just totally lost faith in our ability. So at that point, you have to be super horrible and, you know, draft a franchise quarterback. I don't think the Redskins could keep it together, though. I think if they drafted a franchise quarterback, they would eventually create so much drama around him that he would want to leave again.
Well, and I think one of their biggest problems is, like, what Mike is saying is right. And a lot of NFL teams will acknowledge, like, hey, we're not going to be good. It's time to tank it up. And then we're going to find our superstar. And eventually we'll pop up and turn this thing around. But between Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen, like, that's just a couple of idiots that are getting to run an NFL team. So they're probably sitting there like, I think we're about a 10-win team right now. So obviously if we were to plug in Bridgewater, what's that put us at 12? Like, they don't they have no awareness of what they're doing. They can't run an organization. So they'll ruin it. That's what they'll do.
They think they're just having bad luck.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys kind of were that team for a long time. Yeah. Oh, it's not that we can. It's just we haven't. Things haven't gone our way. You just watch. Jason Garrett's going to be the coach of the year. People are going to be celebrating him. We just haven't been able to win the big game.
The smart thing to do would be like Trent Williams, who's a great left tackle, right? But he's getting older.
Trent Williams. Yeah.
Call it Minnesota. I just did my thing on Minnesota. Call it Minnesota. Absolutely. Say, hey, you guys want an all-pro guy who, you know, doesn't have a lot of time left? We'll take a second-round pick for him. And maybe that's too much. I don't know what left. But, I mean, just unload your team. Be horrible to try to be good again.
Sorry, we jumped in there pretty good, Jeff.
No, that's good. You know what that means? That means there's a content overhang that's just awaiting being used.
Overload. We got so much content. We're trying our hardest every day to cram it into 5 hours.
It's tough. It's tough, but we try.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.